A look inside changes at the Environmental Protection Agency. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. President Trump has been making good on campaign promises, from immigration to the Supreme Court. Myron Ebell headed up Trump's EPA transition and says there's no reason to believe Trump won't follow through on promises about the environment, including big changes at the EPA. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier spoke with Ebell recently at a Society of Environmental Journalists event in Washington, D.C. First, Reed, who is Myron Ebell?
Ebell is director of the Center for Energy and Environment at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's a Washington think tank that promotes libertarian small government policies, and it's a vocal critic of not just the EPA, but of climate science in general. And I'd just like to add, they do receive some funding from the fossil fuel industry.
So what did Ebell say about his transition plan for EPA under the new administration? What does he want EPA to look like?
Simply put, he just wants to cut the EPA down, to shrink it. He says it's outlived its original purpose of cleaning up the air and the water and is now dedicated to something different entirely. And here's what he said about that.
One of the best ways to make changes is to reduce its role and to shrink its workforce. I hope that the Trump administration is serious about the things that President Trump said during the campaign about the EPA being an obstacle more than a help, that in many cases it's not really concerned with environmental protection, it's concerned with carrying out the agenda of the environmental pressure groups and what I might call the climate industrial complex.
So by climate industrial complex, I think he's talking about environmental groups, regulators, and maybe even just progressive or democratic politics as well.
That would include Obama's Clean Power Plan to reduce greenhouse gases, which cause climate change. Ebell has been called a climate denier in the press, and Trump himself has called climate change a hoax. What does Ebell have to say about climate change when it comes to the EPA?
Well, he doesn't like the term climate denier. He thinks it's basically a smear, that it tries to link people of his mind to Holocaust deniers who deny the Holocaust happened. He actually says he agrees that greenhouse gases can cause climate change and that the climate is changing, but he doesn't think it's changing as quickly or that the effects will be felt as seriously as a lot of people in the scientific community have made it out to be. So he would consider himself a climate skeptic, I suppose, and he thinks Trump agrees with him on this.
I think that the evidence strongly suggests that the amount of warming that we have seen has been modest. The impacts have been modest and mixed. That is, there have been some positives as well as negatives. And that although global warming might turn out to be a problem sometime in the future, it certainly isn't a problem today.
Yeah, and just to be clear, scientists say that global warming is starting to cause extreme weather, including record-breaking global temperatures. You know, some of the hottest years on record have been the last few years, rising seas that are already threatening U.S. coasts, places like Miami, New Orleans. And the military has even started to consider climate change a risk to national security. So there are other opinions and voices out there on this topic.
Okay, thanks, Reed.
Thank you, Kara.
The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier spoke with Myron Ebell, who led the transition team at the Environmental Protection Agency. There's more of this conversation on our new podcast, Trump on Earth. You can subscribe at trumponearth.org. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.